We think today's demonstration, if it did nothing else, and I think this was the principal thing it did, showed that the people back home, from the small towns, the big cities, the working people, men who gave up 2 days' pay, 3 days' pay, who paid $30 and $40 and $50 and $100, who flew from Los Angeles to $300 round trip to come here. It means that they, and not Martin Luther King or Roy Wilkins or Whitney Young or Walter Luther, have dreamed up this civil rights business. They feel it in their heart enough to come here and show by their presence to you and to the Congress what they hope their government will do.
And this is our most exclusive question. You take the matter of accommodations, public accommodations, and this matter of jobs, they represent the power caves. They represent the dynamite in our various communities. And I know all we can do is to continue to repeat it, and we certainly have the greatest appreciation in the world for the sympathetic attitude that the President has, and the Vice President, and also Secretary of Labor, work. If we had had this attitude, say, 2 years ago, we would be a long way forward. But this we didn't have. But now, I think we're on our way, but we need to find some kind of device, some kind of technique, some kind of tactic and strategy that will enable us to telescope certain areas of craft training and craft education so that we may be able to make a plumber and make an electrician, make a bricklayer and make a carpenter in much less time that is now required to produce these people.
The other thing that I think will come out of this, as I said today in my speech, after we get the legislation, that only means we've got a set of tools to work with. It doesn't mean that automatically this problem is resolved. What we have to do is develop a broad coalition of men of goodwill in every community where we've got to implement this program. And I think that this is what this march has done. It has brought into being an active, functioning coalition around this central question of equality of opportunity and first-class citizenship. And I think if we reflect this by practical work in each community, we can mobilize the community, we can mobilize the men of goodwill, and we can search for answers in the light of reason by rational, responsible action, because if we fail, then the vacuum that we create for our failures can be filled by the apostles of hatred, and reason is going to yield to riots, and brotherhood is going to yield to bitterness and bloodshed. So
I just thought that aside from all the things we can do in the government and others, and if we can get the Negro community to regard the education of their children as the best way out, I'm not talking about the Southern problem or the discrimination, but just making education the same way as I say the Jewish community and the degree. I want to express thanks to you for coming, and to tell you, I think you did a great job and really helped us, all of us. Stay in touch with you, through Waller, and particularly on this question of the headcount. I think when you go out, it would be a good time to indicate, Mr. Randolph, your strong judgment that both parties would be supporting the right thing, and I think we can start that theme.